What specific initiatives have you introduced to promote equality, diversity and inclusion in the workplace in recent times?
Yes, so since the merger of the two sites in 2000, we have significantly focused on our EDI journey. We have a number of different roles and responsibilities. So we have an EDI council that provides alignment and approval on priorities that help drive our EDI strategic priorities. We have a number of employee resource groups that we have many employees within the Dungarvan site that contribute to both the Dungarvan well-being and indeed Haleon globally. We have a number of different business units. We have quarterly reviews, KPIs that are measured to ensure that we're really significantly making a difference to our commitment to our people, culture and our purpose.
And your website emphasises inclusion and belonging as a core principle. Can you share a recent initiative that meaningfully lived this principle?
Yes. So what I would say specific to Dungarvan, so we have a number of employee resource groups. So we would have a global Illuminate, which focuses on race and ethnicity. We have our global Pride, our global Empower, which focuses on people with disabilities in the organisation. And we have our global Women at Haleon groups. So each have a dedicated and committed sponsor, executive sponsor and representation from Dungarvan.
Great. And that actually leads me nicely into my next question, Mary. As a global company operating locally, how do you tailor your employee wellbeing approach specifically for your Waterford team?
We do that in a number of ways. So we have representatives within each of these employee resource groups that act on behalf of Dungarvan, but also contribute to Haleon globally. And we would have other forums. So we have our employee engagement forum, mm-hmm. where we would have our annual engagement survey and a pulse survey. So we're constantly seeking feedback from our employees, their input into what we can do every day to make a significant improvement.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Sandra McGrath, who is the Sales and Marketing Manager at the Fitzwilton Hotel here in Waterford City. Sandra, first of all, congratulations for being shortlisted for the Waterford Business Awards. How does it feel for yourself and the team?
It's absolutely wonderful to be nominated and shortlisted for this award. It really is just, it's just a great confirmation for the team of how much effort and excellence they put into everything that they do from day to day to make our guests feel so welcome and so appreciated.
Now, Sandra, many hospitality businesses, you know, turnover can be quite high in the industry itself. How do you keep your retention rate high and what practices do you think have driven it?
Well, I suppose we're very conscious that our staff are who we are, our people. We are a people business and we encourage our staff to communicate with us and we have an open door policy. So staff know that they can approach us at any time with any questions that they have, big or small. We have a lot of staff who have been with us long term. So fortunately, we don't have a huge difficulty with staff retention. The people that we have on our team have been with us for a long time. Each year also, we have a survey that takes place where we ask our staff to give us feedback on how we're performing, how we're working with them and for them. And we encourage them to give us honest feedback so that we can see what we're doing right, what we may not be doing quite so right, and then to be able to action items that will help to foster growth and to develop and to achieve what the team members want us to achieve and to help them with.
I'm delighted to be joined now by Ian Power, who is Managing Director at Unitech IT Solutions, and you're nominated under Workplace Excellence. So that will lead me nicely into my first question. In the tech and services field, remote and hybrid working is quite common. How do you build integration and company culture when your staff might be distributed across the country?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we've got insight into that, in that we operate out of South Africa as well. So we have a really dispersed culture. I suppose, look, communication is key. You know, we need to communicate. You know, assumptions that can be made in an office environment can't be made. You're just very conscious of how you're communicating. We have a couple of platforms in place where, you know, we try to engage just the engagement of the staff, you know, get good wins up there, good news stories, and just try to really get everyone to feel like they are part of the bigger team.
And your website then, on your careers page, you call yourselves the Accessible Experts. How do you reflect that accessibility internally in your employee well-being and culture?
We spend a lot of time in terms of upskilling and training. We talk to all the staff about, you know, what their goals and objectives are. And we definitely try to do at least 1 to 2 team building events each year.
And given rapid technological change and client demands, how do you ensure your staff don't burn out and have proper support systems?
It is tricky, yes, absolutely, especially in the IT field, where things are just getting busier and busier. As you know, we've AI out there now, which is just the next thing. We try to be as engaging with our staff. We have wellbeing programs. We've signed up to wellbeing programs. We make it available to the staff. And again, we're very open. We have, like, we're ISO certified, so we do have, you know, structures in place in terms of, you know, who to speak to, you know, if they're feeling burnt out, and so on.